The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've been waiting patiently for the diary, but I need you to go back like 3 or 4 entries and read them all.
Because they were short enough that we could.
Yeah. There was some travel in there, and I've killed a truck ton of brain cells. So what I remember her like gonna move out of the place with Kim and maybe in with Mom and maybe in with Mike.
And she was like, I've made up my mind. And then there was that weird little side entry that was like, I must be new at this whole making up my mind thing.
Right.
So we're like, what was the original plan?
Right.
That was December 15th and it jumped to February 2nd. So we skipped New Year's. Like we didn't hear about Christmas or New Year's.
Yep.
And then we've read February 2nd, was about she is living with
Mike.
Okay.
She said that people were like kind of asking about marrying because they're living together. Remember, she's like 25. This is very, I guess it's not that young back 20 years ago when this was probably written. But,
right.
She's definitely been dating him less than a year, right?
Yeah. They met July 4th.
She met him at the July 4th.
People be asking about marriage. It just seems very like,
even
very
for
rushed.
20 years ago, that seems fast.
Well, you know, when you know.
Hear, hear. Mm.
Yeah, right? I mean, when you get older, you don't kick
but
the tires for very long before you're like,
I'm glad I didn't marry the person I was dating at 25.
Is it weird? I kind of feel like she's an old soul. Like, I don't think she never writes like out at the club again last night. Oh my God, I got to make better decisions. She's not.
Yeah, she did have that massive hangover.
But that was after the Halloween party, wasn't it?
No, it was like early in the journal days.
It was
July?
It was
after the party,
Mike.
Yeah.
So
here's the thing, like she started this around her birthday, which was sometime in June or whatever,
June.
Right? And we're coming up, so she's gonna be 26 here soon.
Yeah. So are you ready for the next?
That's
entry?
All that happened. There was some comparison
stuff
or something.
She was comparing herself because Mike has lived with a girlfriend before, she hasn't lived with a boyfriend, and that was about it.
Okay. So that was in
February 2nd.
Okay.
The next entry is July 4th.
Oh my God, woman, you are killing us.
I know.
Here's the other thing. I just want to point out one more thing for those of you following along in the diary on a daily basis. We have given ourselves 4 vetoes that if an entry is too short, we can ask for a second.
Yes.
Having done that, we've already blown 2 of them.
Yeah. Correct.
So we really have to buckle down here and be very, okay.
Yeah, and I am going to warn, handwriting is a little wacky today, which we know always gives us a sight to remove.
Sorry, so she might be 26 now.
She is.
She has to be.
Yeah.
You think? Okay.
June is her birthday for sure.
Okay.
All right, July 4th with 3 lines under it. Woo, 1 year. He's got something planned, and I love that he still makes me a big deal. Guys, come on. I can't even keep going. It's so cute. Okay. Katie says I have to give her full credit.
For introducing him?
For her accidental matchmaking skills. There we go. I haven't seen her since my birthday. I'd waited my whole life for that surprise party, and it was totally worth the wait. Oh, so did Mike throw her a surprise party?
That's cute.
This is loopy, I'm in love handwriting, I think is what I'm getting.
But here's the thing, like, she's so in love that she didn't even feel the need to journal.
I know.
Yeah.
She's just living her best life.
Because you did ask, do these gaps mean she's angry or happy? And a lot of people said she's not writing because she's happy.
Yeah.
So she's just so happy there's nothing to get off your chest.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. My sister did have a bone to pick with you.
With me?
You said because of those gaps that people only write bad reviews on Yelp. She would like you to know that's not true. She might work at Yelp, but she does want you to know that is not true. And most people actually write 4 or 5-star reviews.
I'm going to say.
Sorry, mid-journal.
I almost never, like, I leave a place and I'm like, that was so awesome. I'll tell 10 of my friends, but I will definitely write a review if it sucked.
Okay, well, you can take that up with Christine.
Okay.
Okay, keep going. I should put one of the pictures in here. In where?
In the
journal.
But
I keep forgetting. Oh, in the journal. Okay.
Diary or whatever we're calling it. Yeah.
Diary. It's funny that this book sits on my bedside table, but I don't seem to even write in it. Then again, I think about all the books I have on my bedside table too and laugh at myself. Like maybe she doesn't read either.
Oh. So she's, okay.
Oh, I'm going back to school in the fall. This whole two income thing is pretty handy. That's it.
Wait, that's the end?
Does she mean...
Wait, that you're saying that's the end?
That's the end of the entry. Is she saying two income because they're living in the same home or she has a second job?
No, two income. They're together. So he's helping enough.
Where like instead they're splitting of owing, rent.
Yes.
So she's going back to school for what?
Well, we'll find out when you read the next entry right now because I'm about to use my thing.
No, you already used yours. Oh, no, Aaron used
I used mine.
I used mine.
Oh.
Can I just... I have a weird thing. You two women are in relationships and can like identify. No, he is, but
no,
I
was like, no, what's, it, but especially this is the surprise party one because Nick threw one for me for my birthday.
Here's the thing that I don't understand. Even if you're in a good relationship, would you ever leave your diary out?
I was thinking that too.
No, it's on her bedside table. No way am I leaving that out.
I do virtual therapy and my fiance leaves. He tries to leave the house when I'm doing it.
Of course. Because that's your personal private thing.
But he like, never opened my diary.
Right.
I want to believe I wouldn't.
You
it's too tempting.
Are not the kind of person that Aaron and I
she's
are with.
Writing about you. If you're Mike, you know.
I do know someone who opened up his wife's diary. She had written that she had a crush on his friend. They got a divorce.
Okay, well.
So, just saying.
Like, I don't want people to hate me, but it's like, after the surprise party, I might go, like, pop it open and see if she liked it. Or try to figure out.
Mm. That sounds like a couple that's not communicating, soccer.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
But I would say...
There you go.
But if you are communicating, then why would you have the need to journal, to write a diary?
Because like, we're already communicating.
Like, that's how I would think. Is like, why do you feel the need to do your private thing?
Oh, boys.
For sure. I'm with you.
No, I want her to journal. To be honest, I don't think I'd open it because I am very sacred about things like that.
And you don't want to get your feelings hurt. I know you.
For sure.
Yeah, that would be really scary for you.
But it's sitting right there and I'd want to know if I'm going to get hurt.
Yikes. Okay, well, I have good news.
Uh-huh.
Next entry is still in the month of July.
Yay! Ooh.
What year?
honestly, amazing question. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. All right, so the next entry is coming up tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.